Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how about that, Andy? A two-point conversion. The Cincinnati Bengals driving the length of the field. Could have tied it up there against Baltimore and then gone into overtime.
Yep.
They go for two. There were several penalty flags that could have been thrown on that play, which we'll get to that as well, because, oh, my God. It just even in real time, it's not often in real time where I'm like, penalty, two penalties. I saw two penalties on that play. There were two obvious penalties on that play. Either way, I understand not wanting to throw a flag there. It's the last play of the game. You remember, who did we talk to? Was it maybe it was Drake, but someone was like, yeah, you know, they didn't want to call holding on that last play. Was that him? Did he say that? I forget who said that. But it's true.
Yeah, somebody did.
He was out there. He's filled about 12 seconds, and they probably could have called something on somebody.
I think it was Ross Tucker.
That's right. It was Tucker, which was a good call by him, by the way. And I think that in general, at the very end of the game, like, refs tend to swallow their whistles, so I'm not going to make a huge deal about that. They definitely could have thrown him, though, and nobody would have had a problem with either one of those. They were pretty blatant, especially the hands to the face on Burrow, which I feel like they're just not calling this year. They're not calling face masks. They're not calling hands to the face. It's like, you know how every year they all emphasize a certain rule? It's like they de-emphasized face masks this year for some reason. Right. It's very weird.
It's like, we know those stupid illegal formation penalties and illegal motions are going to go up. So to balance out the penalties, you can hit the guys in the face or you can grab their face mask. We're not going to call that anymore. And right. I get Burrow's frustration because I actually don't want to hold. I kind of want the guys to play in general, whether it's the linemen and the pass rushers, whether it's the DBs and the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. But we've always put quarterbacks on a different pedestal, and you just know they are. And he's as good as there is in the game. He is a top three quarterback, five quarterback, however you want to put him. And I think it could have been either hands to the face or a face mask, because I thought it was a hit to the face and then a grab of the face mask. And I hate when people do this, but you know for a fact, if that's Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or one of those guys, it gets called every time. Why does it not get called for Joe Burrow? He's the modern version of those guys. Did you see the stat that was making the rounds? I retweeted it. He has two games against the Ravens this year that a quarterback has never lost with the stat lines he's put up.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's like 300-plus yards, you know, 4-plus touchdowns, one or fewer interceptions with multiple 40-yard touchdown passes. No one else has ever lost while putting up those numbers, and he's done it twice to the Ravens. He is just – it's still remarkable the Patriots beat them, too. Like, you look at that team.
I know.
Like, what is going on here?
No, Higgins didn't play, but still, even with that, it's like, how did you do that?
Right. It's weird. And
Chase had that touchdown. They were like, oh, well, he was in the open field. No, he wasn't. He was not in the open field. He made it open field.
He
caught the ball on a group of people, and then he was in the open field. He's unbelievable.
And he is deceptively fast.
Yeah.
I don't think he looks that fast. It's just, he leaves everybody behind him and runs as fast as he needs to basically run to split people and get by people. And I know everybody's been saying it, but obviously betting on himself, the price tag is just going up every flipping time.
He almost had 300 yards last
year. Now he's a $40 million receiver probably. Yeah. He's knocking on the door of $40 million a year. And the frustration at the end there with the penalties, I hate, but I keep likening it to, I was bitching about the illegal screen in the Celtics-Warriors game. Like, even if you make things reviewable, I don't know if they're going to call that.
Right.
Or are they going to act like NBA officials and be like, nothing to see here. Nope, we called it right on the field. We're fine. We're moving along.
Review this.
Right. Like, yeah. I hate the officials and the impact they have on a game, especially one like this where Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they're putting on a show. This is what football... This was almost like... I remember I said the Rams-Chiefs game, the shootout a few years ago. We were all excited and we were like, oh, is offense taking over the world? And are they going to score whenever they want now? This game had a little bit of a feel for that for a while.
It was one of the rare games like that this year. I feel like there haven't been a lot of those. The offense has been down. This was an awesome game. This was for a Thursday night game, too, even more so. I thought it was really, really fun. I will say this, though. Missed call or not, I don't understand. Joe Burrow, you just went on about how great he was. I did not like his decision-making on that play. I didn't like where he went with the ball. He throws it to a tight end who's on the one-yard line, by the way, who has to dive for the ball. He's going to land on the ground. And Ja'Marr Chase has 300 yards. He's in single coverage, going up, running the, I don't know what he ran, but he ran around the guy and was in the back of the end zone. Yep. And if you had waited 1 second longer, or even don't wait 1 second longer, throw it to where he's going. He'll go up and get it. He's been going up and getting it the whole game. That leaping touchdown he had in the end zone earlier in the game was amazing. How could you not throw it to him there? I thought that was crazy. Burrow's a good quarterback, sure, but he bleeped up that play, I think. He needed to go to Chase there. I can't believe he didn't.
Yeah, I am a football simpleton in those instances. I mean, I learned it watching Brady for years.
Yeah.
Like, did he spread the ball around? Sure. And then when the game was on the line, it was either going to Gronk or Edelman. And he was going to say, my guy will make a play because I trust my guy. I trust my throw, and I trust that guy to be better than your guy. And on a night like that, I don't know how you couldn't think your best opportunity is Ja'Marr Chase against anyone, against any two, and as you said, maybe against any three. He would, like, it's almost like Justin Jefferson, that crazy catch he made. I'm going to give my guy a chance to go get it in traffic because I just think he's better. I'm going to take my guy over your guy. And that's where I think sometimes football coaches, football quarterbacks overthink it. Oh, I got a matchup over here that I like. Again, like, yeah, who are you throwing to, though? Like, there's no guarantee he's going to make a play. You haven't built the trust and whatever with him the way you have with Chase. So I hated that. I agreed with the call to go for it because you hadn't stopped.
So Lamar was having a special night. I 100% agree with you there, 100%. You can't give it back to him. He scored four straight touchdowns. Like, no way.
That's one that I actually don't know the answer to this. You know, when you go into analytics and people always say, but it doesn't take into account X, Y, and Z. Does it have a way, because I truly don't understand AI and all of it, does it have a way to say, well, the other team did score on four straight drives prior to this? Mm-hmm. Or is it just pure raw numbers and not very specific numbers? Because I think that should matter. Like, if the other team had scored four straight times to start the game but hadn't scored in six straight possessions, you make a different decision there, right? They're laboring. You feel really good about your offense and your ability. So in this situation, and I could have done without the... What do you think of Zach Taylor? I don't really like him. He seems like kind of a dink. He's kind of a hardo. And I know, who's a bigger hardo than me? It's Andy Hardo.
Takes one to know one, but yeah.
But I don't think
he doesn't bother me that much, but yeah, I do question his ability sometimes, yeah.
And we came here to win. Yeah, no kidding. So did the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Every team comes to a stadium to win.
Yeah, and I thought he would...
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is right to go for two there. I do think too. That was any problem.
I think Bill Belichick would do a better job with that team.
You think so?
Bill Watch.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot. There's going to be some interesting candidates that are going to be in the coaching carousel this year, I think, with all the offensive coordinators and everybody who are going to be graduating. And I think that's going to be interesting for Bill Watch, certainly, if it even comes to that. We'll see. We'll see who gets fired. We'll see if anybody takes a chance on him there. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got a couple people waiting patiently early on in the show here. We'll get to you early and often here on this Focus Friday. And we'll start with David in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So you guys earlier were talking about Gerard Mayo and if he's going to be here second year. And here's my take on Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf. I think it's pretty obvious the two of them made the decision to let Mac Jones go. The reason I bring up Mac Jones' name is with what's going on with Trevor Lawrence possibly being out for some time with having surgery by the looks of it.
Yep.
If Mac Jones comes into play replacing
Trevor Lawrence,
and he has a winning rest of the season, don't you guys think that that's going to play a factor with the Patriots? Because the reason being, guys, and hear me out for a second here, is until somebody else comes in here as a quarterback and does what Mac Jones did on his rookie year, beating out of veterans and the numbers he put up on his rookie year, until somebody else comes in here and does that, it's always going to be a question, did we make the right move letting Mac Jones go or not?
I don't know about that, David. I don't think anybody's going to think that. Even if even if Mac Jones wins out the rest of the season, I don't think anyone's going to say that. I just don't. It wasn't working here. It was a toxic situation, I think, by the end. According to reports, I wasn't there. I don't know. But it just seemed like he'd been benched. They didn't even make him the third QB in that last game. Remember that? Like it was, it was bad at the end. And I know Bill was gone, but you had a third overall pick there, and going for the quarterback was something they all just decided to do. And I'm not convinced that even if they had gone a different direction, which clearly now they never really considered doing that seriously, but if they had gone in another direction and traded back or drafted Harrison or drafted Alt or done any of this other stuff, I still think they move on from Mac Jones. I don't think that would have, they would have figured out some other quarterback situation. They would have kept Zappe. I don't know. It just, it would, maybe it's Brissett and Zappe. I have no idea. But I don't think Mac Jones would be here even if they hadn't drafted Drake May.
I don't think he would be here. I don't think he should be here. I think it was toast. I think it was irreparable damage, his psyche, the organization, the fit, the whole thing. And Mac Jones, he takes over the Jags. Let's just say he wins three straight Super Bowls. And Drake May has three losing seasons to start his career. I still will agree with the decision.
Yeah.
It was done. Like, and now I don't think that's going to happen. I've already seen enough to know, in my mind, Drake May is a far superior quarterback and a far superior leader to Mac Jones. I have no doubts about that. So I wish Mac Jones luck restarting his career, because I do think he got done dirty, as the kids say a little
bit. I 100% think that. 100%.
So, I would not be opposed. Like, he never did anything to me personally. I'm not rooting against him. I would not be opposed to see him doing well so that he can get a quasi-starting contract job, you know, one of those prove-it $15 million a year deals somewhere next year. I have no real ill will against him, but I also have no desire to ever see him step in Gillette Stadium or a Patriots uniform again.
Joe is in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I think, like, doing great. So I think, like, this is a successful year because they developed Drake May. We have a franchise quarterback. It's like in the NBA, you get your superstar, then you figure out how to build your team around him. And they've done step one. Step two, basically, Elliot Wolf should be on the phone to every agent of every potential free agent, the agents of every potential free agent, and letting them know, hey, don't re-sign with your team till you get you hear an offer from the Patriots. I mean, with our draft capital, we're going to reload this roster, and I think they're definitely going to be a playoff team in 2025. it's just they need depth. I mean, they've had some key injuries this year, so you get, like, Barmore back healthy.
Joe, they don't need depth. Depth is not their problem. I mean, they don't have depth, first of all. You're right. They do need that, but that's not their problem. The problem isn't depth. The problem is they have no talent. They don't have any talent at all. That's the problem, not that they don't have depth. Depth is a nice thing to have when you're a good team. You suck. Like, you don't – you have all the depth you want. Like, they have a bunch of wide receivers. They got depth at wide receiver. They got, like, seven guys in the room. They all stink. Like, that's the point. They need talent. And that's what I sort of like. You talk, the caller said this, and not to get too upset here, but like, well, step one's out of the way. You can only do one step per year. Is that, I mean, like, that's ridiculous. You could have knocked out three or four steps this year if you wanted to, if you had drafted better, if you'd spent more in free agency, if you'd been a little more aggressive on certain fronts, you could have gotten some of those banged out this year instead of just the quarterback, and you didn't. And, you know, like, that's frustrating. It's not, you can say it's me being pessimistic if you want to, but that's the truth. That's where we are right now. That's the state of the team.
Yeah, I do not have the optimism of the caller because I'm with you in a way. I don't think they could have done a ton in free agency that would have positively impacted this team. We've talked a lot about it. Jonah Williams is sort of the guy, and he's really not that good, and he got hurt and all those things. But the fact that you basically whiffed on everything other than Drake May,
right?
Draft picks and signings, mid-level signings, depth signings, whatever you want to call them, you did not hit on any. I can't even think of a good one. Like, even Taki Taki or, like, all these random guys they brought in, not, some of them aren't even here anymore. Gibson. Even Gibson we thought was going to be good. In questions in the press conference today. Yeah, so Antonio Gibson's a pass catcher. How come he's not really catching passes for your offense? And Mayo's like, well, the matchups didn't really work. Like, they have not gotten upside on any addition other than Drake May. And you're right. You can't do a one-off because everybody will be aged out. Christian Gonzalez will have to retire before you get a great pass rusher if you check off one a year, right?
Right.
Okay, we got a cornerback, then we got a quarterback. Next year we got a tackle, then we got a wide receiver. You can't do it that way. You have to bring in talent in bunches, and it has to be higher end talent. This team is in need of, like, I don't know, what's the number? 5 home runs? Maybe?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
A grand tackle, slam would be nice. Yeah, a couple of home runs need to happen. Absolutely.
You can't forget depth. Depth might be the 2026 offseason where you're like, oh, we're now an 11-win team. If we're going to get over the top, we got to get deeper. That kind of a thing.
Oh, boy. See if they can do 11 wins in the next 3 years. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart. The Red Sox, according to Sean McAdam, in on another player. This is a name that I like. It's a trade that could possibly happen, and I think there's no chance of it. That's coming up next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.